Yesterday, New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman wrote of the current violence in Baghdad, "What we're seeing there seems like the jihadist equivalent of the Tet Offensive." That was the series of attacks by the Viet Cong, the Vietnamese guerrilla force, that started on the Lunar New Year holiday, Tet, at the end of January 1968. The U.S. said Tet was a last gasp for the Viet Cong, inflicting damage but achieving no objectives. But many Americans saw it as disproof of Washington's prior claims of success, and public support for the U.S. war policy in Vietnam declined. Well, yesterday, George Stephanopoulos of ABC News was interviewing President Bush in a not-yet-broadcast interview, and he asked if the president agreed with Tom Friedman that the current violence in Baghdad was the Iraqi equivalent of the Tet Offensive. The president said this.
He could be right. There's certainly a stepped-up level of violence, and we're heading into an election.
Well, Andrew Kohut has been studying American popular opinion since the days of the Tet Offensive and continues to do so at the Pew Center. And we thought Andy Kohut would be the best person to ask this question. Andy, in 1968, first of all, what did the Tet Offensive do to U.S. public opinion and support for the Vietnam War?
It undermined teetering confidence in the war, and that confidence was never restored. Pre-Tet, and throughout the first 2.5 years of the war, most people described themselves as hawks, not doves. For example, in January of 68, a 56-28 plurality, a majority said they were hawks, people who wanted to step up the military effort.
Dove wanted to get out of Vietnam
right.
At that time.
When the polls came back after Tet, the public was evenly divided between hawks and doves. It was such a dramatic change that the directors of the Gallup poll were reluctant to release it quickly because they thought it was a mistake. They had not seen numbers change. Numbers changed in those days when we didn't have such a dramatic news environment slowly. This was a dramatic moment. It had clear political consequences that have parallels today. In January of 1968, 48% approved of President Johnson's way he was doing his job. In March, that fell to 36%.
Wow.
Similarly, approval of Johnson's handling of Vietnam went from 39% to 26%. Now, of course, 36% overall approval, 26% approval of the war are exactly parallel to what we see now with respect to President Bush.
But President Bush, if we're to pursue Tom Friedman's analogy with what's happening today in Baghdad and the Tet Offensive, President Bush hasn't just precipitously declined that way in response to a particular offensive. If he did it, he did so a year ago.
Yeah, the decline has been more gradual. There have been ups and downs. After the killing of Zakawi in June of this year, there was a little bump in optimism. But the overall slope of the line is very similar. But it doesn't have that jolt that we saw that came out of the Tet Offensive. Although the numbers that the NBC Wall Street Journal poll released today were extraordinary. In June, they had 46% of people saying they were optimistic, 44% pessimistic. Today, the numbers are 20% optimistic, 68% pessimistic. That's a pretty big difference.
You mentioned the disbelief with which folks at Gallup received that decline in support for the war and the hawk-dove question right after the Tet Offensive. There were deep gaps in those days between flows in public opinion and assumptions about what opinion was. I mean, it seems hard to recall a time when public opinion was not so minutely measured as it is today.
Yes, that was very much the case. And I was also a student at that time, and my student friends would say, "What's with these Gallup polls that think there's public support for this war? There's no public support for this war." And it took until late 1968 and 1969 for what we were seeing in the streets, mm-hmm. especially on the campuses, to comport to something closer to general public opinion.
Andrew Kohut, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Andy Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center. We've been talking about comparisons between the offensive underway in Baghdad today and the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968.